This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday there is no clear evidence that the shooter who carried out an attack Sunday at a gay nightclub in Florida was directed by an overseas terrorist group. The president said that the suspected shooter, Omar Sadiki Mateen, represented homegrown extremism. FBI Director James Comey says there are indications that Mateen was a radicalized Muslim.
There are strong indications of radicalization by this killer and of potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations. We are spending a tremendous amount of time, as you would imagine, trying to understand every moment of this killer's path to that terrible night in Orlando.
The FBI twice in recent years questioned Mateen about possible connections with terrorist groups but found nothing to warrant any charges. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will deploy 4 battalions to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel most threatened by Russia.
We are also at this meeting actually going to take decisions, which is increasing our presence in the Baltic region with a more forward presence of NATO troops. We will have a robust battalion, multinational battalion, in each of the Baltic countries.
Stoltenberg spoke ahead of a meeting of alliance defense ministers that begins Tuesday in Brussels. Thousands of refugees are pouring out of the embattled city of Fallujah through a safe exit corridor secured by the Iraqi army. The army is trying to retake the city from the Islamic State group. According to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, 3,300 people fled Monday, joining another 4,000 who escaped during the weekend. This is VOA News. In her first speech since the Florida shooting attack, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton spoke to supporters in Cleveland, Ohio, laying out a multifaceted approach of combating terrorism.
The Orlando terrorist may be dead, but the virus that poisoned his mind remains very much alive, and we must attack it with clear eyes, steady hands, unwavering determination, and pride in our country and our values.
Clinton cited the need for what she called the common sense reform of gun ownership laws, including a ban on assault weapons. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump also addressed the Florida shootings, calling for controls on immigration from radicalized areas.
We cannot continue to allow thousands upon thousands of people to pour into our country, many of whom have the same thought process as this savage killer. Many of the principles of radical Islam are incompatible with Western values and institutions.
Trump called this a very dark moment in this nation's history. The United States continues to hold the title of the world's top weapons exporter, supplying almost $23 billion worth of weapons to other countries last year. In its annual Global Defense Trade Report released Sunday, IHS Jane's reports many of the countries buying U.S. arms are in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates alone accounted for more than half of the weapon purchases in the Middle East. Southeast Asian countries bordering the South China Sea also ramped up their defense spending. A Qatari court on Monday handed down a 1-year suspended sentence for adultery to a Dutch woman who was drugged and raped in a Doha nightclub. The 22-year-old woman, identified only as Laura, was on vacation at the time of the incident on March 14th. When she reported the incident to Qatari police, she was arrested and has been in jail ever since. In addition to the 1-year suspended sentence, the court fined the victim $800. As soon as she pays the fine, she will be deported from Qatar. The woman's attacker, by the way, was convicted of having sex outside of marriage and was given a sentence of 100 lashes for adultery and another 40 for drinking alcohol. Officials say border skirmishes have resumed between security forces of Pakistan and Afghanistan after a short-lived ceasefire on Monday. At least one person was killed and 18 wounded overnight in the fighting. About 200 Pakistani families have been forced to relocate to safer areas. A dispute over the building of new installations in the Torkem crossing area sparked the fighting. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.